Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the hottest show on the internet, Sin City Radio. This your boy Cass, chilling as you shall. Father time was good, dog.
SinCityRadio.net.
We built this shit!
SinCityRadio.
Hey, where are the white women at?
Mission from God.
I was just bullshitting, man.
SinCityRadio.net.
Let me pass. Fool, have to be pulling these hush puppies out your motherfucking ass.
SinCityRadio.net. SinCityRadio.net.
SinCityRadio. Another edition of Sin City. This your boy Cass, chilling as usual with my man Father Time. Father Time, what's good, dog?
What's happening, dog?
Chilling. Look at Star, what's up?
Hey, y'all, what's going on?
What's happening?
Hey.
Chilling. Eddie. Eddie, you hear me talking to you.
Who are you talking to?
My name is Janine.
Eddie.
Hello, everyone.
What's up?
What's going
What's
down?
Up?
What's going All right.
Nothing much.
Before we even get started, I would like to publicly give an apology about last night's show. I was brought out of character for whatever odd reason. Bad day, too much tequila, I don't know. But I was brought out of character. And the show really kind of ended on a real sour note. And I would like to apologize to everybody, because everybody that know me know that that's not my character. I'm not that type of person. So, with that being said, I figure like this. Sin City is such a place where we just want to have fun. We want to relax. We want to enjoy ourselves. We want to kick back and relax. Am I right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So,
for sure.
On that note, I mean, you know, and me, I let personal things happen yesterday, which I shouldn't have, you know. And for that, I apologize to everybody. Won't happen again.
That's what's up.
Nobody, I know, Janine, you ain't even get to say your final words.
It's all right. It didn't bother me.
You know, I mean, I'm just saying, I try not to come out the bag like that. But hey, now and then, you know, hey, I'm pretty sure even Tom Jordan then went off once or twice.
Mm-hmm. I was listening last night. It got a little heated at the end. But, you know, it was still a good show, though, overall.
Yeah, like I said, and like I said, that was me. I can't fault nobody else but me. That was me. I let a personal situation kind of overwhelm me.
Well, thank you for the apology. We appreciate it.
Thank you, and I'm glad you all accept it. I'm glad you all accept it.
Shit, I know.
You're the dog, motherfucker! Why? Did you have the last words you wanted to say?
Man, I hope y'all all watched Kevin Hart, because I'm taking that shit down. I'm putting up some new shit.
All right, you ain't got to get all hostile about it.
No.
Well, I'm just saying, man, you know, I like to kind of, you know, keep it updated, man. I got Wolverine, I got The Conjuring to put on there. You know, I try to give everybody, you know, give everybody a little chance to, you know, it's free, so, you know, I give you a week or two to watch the latest movie, but I'm ready to put that Conjuring up. I got that Wolverine on deck. I got that Red 2 on deck. White House down.
I know it's the last
game, but
lined up. Can we kind of be like the cinema? You have more than one variety of movies on now?
You know, I tried that, man, but they kind of stopped me from using more than one. When I try to put two up, they delete one.
Oh,
so I just kind of said, fuck it. So I'm going one a week. I'm waiting on that Elysium or whatever it's called to come out. I think that shit come out on Friday. But what y'all want? The Conjuring or Wolverine? Which one?
They said Wolverine wasn't good.
Okay, so you vote for The Conjuring. What about you, Nick? So which one would you rather see, Wolverine or Conjuring?
The Conjuring. I've been hearing a lot about that.
That shit is good, I ain't gonna lie. Them little ghosts is a motherfucker, boy. And you know, when movies like that come out, you know, I hate people that come out and say, since I watched it, things been happening in my house and shit like that. Get the fuck out of here. I can't stand that kind of shit. I watched it and now, you know, I hear shit in the house. Man, come on, it's just a fucking movie. Goodness gracious. Trust me, you already had them ghosts in your house before the movie came out. I believe in ghosts.
Ow.
Only a lust demon.
Huh?
I said only the lust demon.
Only the love demon.
Yeah.
No bumps in the night. Unless you're doing the bumping.
Yeah, that's it.
All right, well, let's get on topic.
I don't know how you can believe in one thing and not the other.
What you mean?
Moon stars, Quavos.
What you mean, believe in one thing and what are you talking about? I'm a little lost.
No, I was asking, do we believe in that type of stuff, spirits and stuff like that? If people believe in God and angels and demons and stuff like that, why wouldn't there be spirits?
I mean, they might do, but I don't think they do like the movies do.
I ain't saying they do like the movies do. I'm just saying.
I mean,
I believe they are. You know, they say when a baby sleep and they smiling, that they playing with angels. I don't know if that's true.
Yeah, I heard.
You ever heard that saying before?
My mother
told me the babies be talking to demons, but you know, it's something wrong with her, so can't be listening to her.
Why got to be demons?
Exactly.
I think they be talking to angels.
That's what I said. Well, that's what she told my sister about her baby.
You gonna have to watch it. Mama baby, mama her. Talking to them goddamn demons again. Kill them. Kill them.
Right.
And then I told her. I wonder what she said, and I told her, I said, well, hell, it's in your house, shit. How you gonna say it's a demon? But you so holier than thou, then what the demon's doing in your house here? Well, I tell you,
right. People
don't crazy.
your mama a church person?
Yes.
Then why would she come up with demons? Why would demons be the first thing she said?
Exactly. Because I don't know. Something wrong with her. I'm telling y'all, she crazy.
How old is your mom?
56, somewhere around there.
Oh, she ain't that old.
No.
You talking demons and shit? That's usually like them 80, 90-year-old ladies.
No, she's not that old.
Hey, that's cool. This, I'm just grateful I still got mine, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
It's a tough one, man. Without your mama, you would be confused. You know, cool. You know, nowadays, you know, kids are so dependent on their parents. I mean, you know, when we were growing up, we were dependent on our parents too, but not all for everything. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. They'd be lost without their mama. Something happened to the mama, they lost. Like my cousin Donnie, that motherfucker, he's 40, and he's so dependent on his grandmama. So dependent on his grandmama for everything. He's 40 and staying in an old folks home with his grandmama. Who the fuck does that? This motherfucker 40 living in the old folks home.
Nah, he older than 40. I'm 40.
Nah, Donnie, y'all about the same age?
Nah, Donnie's a couple of years older than me.
No, I don't think so, dog.
Yeah, think about it. Donnie, what year did Donnie graduate?
Donnie graduated 4 years after I did. So Donnie came out in like 90, 91.
Right, if he graduated in 90, you and him was like, weren't y'all even in high school together?
Yeah, I was a senior when he was a freshman.
Right, I wasn't even in high school yet.
Well, you had to be about the 8th grade.
No. I was like in the 7th grade. I think Donnie like 2 years older than me.
Well, I'm just saying the point is, How the fuck are you still living in the old folks' home? You know, I brought that motherfucker up here, man. You know, he lived up here for like 4 days. And I got his ass a job. He was staying with Valena. I got him a job, right? That's when I was working at White Castle. I was the assistant general manager at White Castle back then. And he called me and was like, you know, and I'm ready to eat gig and all this shit. So I'm like, all right, come on up. I'll hook you up with the gig. So, you know, my boss hired him on the spot, right? Just on the simple fact that I asked him to. He gave Donnie a job. No questions asked. He said, just fill out the application and you can start tonight. I picked that motherfucker up, dog. We went to work. I dropped his ass off at Valena. Went to sleep, because we were working midnight shift. Went to sleep. Woke up. Called Valena about 8 o'clock, said, tell Don I'll be there about 10:30. She said, he gone. I said, don't you know he got to work tonight? She said, that motherfucker got on the bus, the Greyhound, and went back to gear. Man, I was hot.
Motherfucker wanna be up at 2 a.m. flipping no burgers.
Fuck that, a job is a job, man. That motherfucker just can't be away from his grandmama, man. I wanna say he's 40 years old, 42, 44, whatever. 2 kids. I'm like, hey, what kind of example are you setting for your kids? You still living with your grandmama at 40. You know, he got 2 beautiful-ass girls, man. They twins. I don't think they're his, but it's just my opinion. But he claiming them, so.
Well, he claiming them, they is.
Yeah, I mean, you know. I mean, he did take the test, but I think they doctored that motherfucker. I just can't see Donnie having kids, man. That shit just don't look right. You know, everybody got that motherfucker in their family like, that motherfucker, him a father? No. Or her a mother? No. I don't believe it. I just think the dude was daddy material. You know, he too dependent on his grandma. He don't do shit for himself, man.
What they got to do with him fucking?
Because that motherfucker was scared. He was always scared to fuck.
He wasn't too scared. He got 2 kids.
Well, I got to say, back in the day, I just didn't think that was his cup of tea.
What you thought he was going to be?
Anyway, that's
like celibate?
I just didn't think he was having sex.
That's a fucked up thing to say, man.
Motherfucker was always, he was always on his grandmama, dog.
Not all the time. Bentley, if he got kids, he wasn't with her all the time.
Yeah. Then when his ass went to jail, that shit was funny. That motherfucker told on everybody. I was cracking up, boy. That motherfucker snitched on everybody. I'm getting the fuck out. Fuck that. This shit don't agree with me. That motherfucker told on everybody. He even told on the newspaper boy. He getting away free papers.
Yeah, he did. He did tell on everybody.
He told on everybody. I'm surprised nobody ever fucked him up for that shit.
Well, I mean, shit, y'all, they knew who they had.
Yeah. All right, man, let's get on topic, dog.
Okay. All right, check this out, y'all. I got a question for you. If you were in a situation, I mean, because I seen somebody today, and the girl told the guy pretty much like, you know, you got to treat me, you know, I'm spoiled, I'm rotten, you know, this is how I like being treated. And the dude looked at him, he was like, you know, he's like, you don't even, you know, your old dude don't treat you like that. But she was like, well, so what? You gonna treat me like that. Is that justification? I mean,
and she already got a boyfriend, right?
I mean, he told me, he said, dude, standing right there. Now, I'm looking at the dude. I'm looking at the dude. Right? I'm looking at the dude. The dude, you know, bum-ass nigga. One of them motherfuckers get up drinking. I mean, bum-ass nigga. The dude actually dislikes us. I mean, this is how deep it goes. The dude actually was like, y'all, we're at work. The dude like, man, you know how motherfuckers try to talk loud? He like, you know, them some old fuck-ass niggas, you know. Motherfuckers over there, you know, ain't no way in hell I be doing that shit, man. Them motherfuckers some old bust-ass niggas. Because let me tell you, I ain't going to lie, this motherfucker did put me on the bullshit-ass detail today. Motherfucker, you know how a water main break, right? Water main break, you know how they have to put the sand and all that shit. How they have to put the sand and all that shit in a whatchamacallit. Well, you know, the sand gets everywhere, so I had to, like, you know, put a hose to a fire hydrant and, you know, wash all the sand down to the sewer line. And he like, look at that old Uncle Tom ass motherfucker. I mean, he was talking a lot of shit about us. A lot of shit. But, you know, we also do have to go in his house, you know, when we do maintenance. I mean, he's a bum. He does nothing. He does nothing all day. He sits out there drinking, talking shit, smacks her around, take her little check when she get on the first or whatever, however that works. But now she likes my guy. She likes my guy that works with us. And when she come to him like she's Miss America. So now I'm sitting there looking like, how in the hell can you sit here and talk to him like that, but then you turn around and let him just act a damn fool?
Ladies?
You know, I don't know nothing about that.
No, I'm serious. This dude, I mean, he sits there, I mean, when I say, we get to work at 8 o'clock. I look right at the guy every morning. Every morning I look at this guy. By 8:15, you know, we got to police the area, which means we got to pick up paper and all this shit. And he, like, he would do shit just out of spite, like throw the bottles and all the shit on the, you know, on the ground. He knows she likes somebody. He's not sure who it is that she likes, but he know it's like, okay, one of these maintenance guys he likes, she likes, so he tries to do his little thing. But then, you know, like I said, we sitting there, she come up to him and she like, you know, motherfucker, blase, skippy, woo-woo. He looking at her like, bitch, what's your problem? So, I mean, What is it? Is she trying to vindicate herself through him because she done fucked up? I mean, what is it?
I don't even understand. I mean, okay. So your homeboy that she liked, is he feeling her too, or he looking at her like she got?
He said they were cool. They were cool at first. They were cool. Ain't nothing happened between them. But she like, motherfucker, it's like, motherfucker, I don't fuck with broke-ass niggas and shit like that. But we sitting there looking at you with the brokest motherfucker in the whole apartment complex.
Well, maybe that's what she's saying. I got one of them. What the hell I need another one for?
Okay, now I can understand that, but damn, you can't do that with people who know your situation. You know, it would be different if, you know, the guy didn't, the homeboy, you know, whoever she liked, the dude she liked, it would be different if he didn't know her situation personally. You know what I'm saying? Like,
No, that's not true, because that's just like when people cheat. You know, they're not going to go looking for it. And, I mean, yeah, she didn't have to say it in the way that she was saying it. But when you go out looking for something, you're looking for somebody better than what you have at home. You're not looking for the same person or the same situation that you already got at home.
Okay, yeah.
Well, I mean, depending on how she said it, I mean, I'm not saying she should have said it the way she did or come off that way. I'm not saying that. But, I mean, your ultimate goal when you look at, when you even out there looking and talking to somebody else, you're looking for somebody better than what you have at home. So to say that I don't want no men who that don't have no money, well, I have that already. So why would I go out when I'm looking for somebody to go find somebody that don't have no money when I already got that at home?
Okay, but now here's the thing. She don't got him yet. It's not like they ain't even went on a date. They ain't went
well,
on a date.
Well, that's what I'm saying. She don't got to come off like that.
Right, mm-hmm. And that's my thing. And I'm sitting there like, wow. You know, and she's really like, you know, he said he liked it. He said she was cool. But, mm-hmm. I mean, like, you know, we went up to the gas station. And, shit, evidently she didn't have enough money to pay for her shit. What she wanted, rather. So, you know, like, she looked at him, and, you know, he like, all right, I'll pay for it. But then the weed man came by. She like, can I get 10 on the weed? And he like, I don't even smoke. Like, nah, I ain't gonna get 10 on no weed. So he like,
I ain't
so
buying no weed.
Like, so she like, oh, I ain't fucking, oh, I can't stand fucking with broke ass niggas. Really? Your man, why your man didn't buy you none? He over there smoking and drinking good.
I just hope the friend don't go, you know, he keep his distance. Ain't no needing him messing with her.
Man, that's what I told him. I said, man, you know, don't even go there, because it's like, you know, I mean, and then it's like she
how
has
she
a
look?
Out.
How she look?
I'll say from 1 to 10, we would say a 6.5 to 7. But then it's like he didn't pump the full of all these damn kids. Because she got like 5 or 6 kids. So he done pumped up full of these kids, and now it's like, you know, I don't know, I think it's like, I think she wants to better herself. I don't even know if she wants to better herself. I'm not going to even say she wants to better herself. I think she wants to put herself in a better situation, but dude ain't letting her. But at
well,
the same
ain't
time,
in a situation talking like that to other dudes,
right? But
no motherfucker gonna put up with that bullshit.
At the same time, that's what I couldn't figure out. Like, why'd you? I mean, you know, why did you come to him like that?
Right, her approach was all wrong. And what I mean, you know, what I'm saying it was okay. If you don't, you know, come to somebody like that, then yeah, you should be a little bit more, sentimental about it. Is that the right word? Versus arrogant. You know, that's a real arrogant approach. Like, you going to do this and you going to do that, and you looking at this man who, like you said, they haven't even been on a date or anything like that, and you expect for him, you know, that's kind of arrogant, especially considering he know what you're going through. You know what I'm saying? He know how you living. So, she just came at him all wrong.
I kicked that country ass to the curb.
Maybe
that's
her way
needed.
Of trying to assert her, get her power back. I don't know.
Something
like that.
How can you get your, and you know what, and I think you're right, but my thing is, how the hell can you get your power back when you need to get some power back first?
Right, so like she ain't never had no power.
Well, what I'm saying is, she evidently she got to be afraid of this man or something. Something going on. If you saying he fighting her and taking her money and all this and that, and so when she goes elsewhere where she can take her power back, she's, you know, presenting that to other people instead of the person she really needs to be presenting that to. That's what people do.
Yeah, but shouldn't you get the motherfucker first before you try to showcase some power?
Well, I mean, she may not care.
But you running people away when you come on that power trip, especially when I first meet you. And you already trying to take control of shit, I'm gone.
I understand that. I'm just saying she may not care. She don't. I don't know. She may be going through stuff. Who knows?
Yeah, she going through something.
I answer that.
Because I know dude wake up every day.
I'm Rick James, bitch. It's a celebration, bitch.
And that's his fucking attitude, dog. That's his attitude. And he like, shit, I get whatever the fuck. Like, okay, perfect example. I pulled up today, right? You know, my guy was playing, he's playing Al Green. He's playing Al Green, you know, So I had a Teddy Pendergrass CD. I put in a Teddy Pendergrass CD. And, you know, we just bullshitting, talking shit. Like, you know, what you know about that? I mean, this motherfucker just like, y'all need to cut that shit off. Cut that old bullshit off. So I'm like, man, somebody better get this little motherfucker because I'm about to fuck around and whoop this motherfucker's ass. I'm finna show this motherfucker he ain't tough as he think he is. But they like, I'm like, man, they say that when it comes to the hood, motherfuckers smack him around like a little bitch. Well, see, I think his thing is like, okay, these motherfuckers ain't going to jeopardize their job to come fight me. You know what I'm saying? Cause, they all ignore him. They all ignore him. Me, I gave him that stare like, I'll whoop your motherfucking ass. You know, he finna walk up. I stood there like, you know, walk your little ass up. I'm guaranteed I'm going to try to lay your motherfucking ass out. I'm going to try, man, I'm going to beat the shit out of this little boy.
Well, how did he?
I mean, shit, he a grown man. I know that. He a grown-ass man.
I mean, 20s, 30s, 40s?
You know what? He looked like he could be like in his late 20s or early 30s.
And how does a female? What's she looking like?
Nah, she look like she like mid-20s.
So she a young girl.
So, I mean, did your friend say something to her about her attitude or whatever? No, he just was like, I ain't fucking with her no more.
I mean, he told her, like, how you gonna come to me like that? You know, she like, you know, when she said it, you know, I don't know if she thought that the other girl that she was with, I don't know if she thought that the girl was going to be like, yeah, girl, because the girl kind of looked at her like, you know, like, damn, that was fucked up for you to, you know, come to him like that. She even had to look like, well, you know.
Hey, bitch, you on your own.
yeah, pretty much.
Oh, she would have to do like, boo, I ain't, you know, that's her shit. I ain't say no shit like that.
Right.
Right. I don't know, man. I'll be wondering shit like that. Man, you know, I don't know, man. It's like, at what point do you sit there and say, like, all right, let me retract? Or, you know, all right, look, Tom, let me ask you this. And all jokes aside, all bullshit aside, I know I'm arrogant. But do you ever think that I, like, do you ever look at me and say, like, all right, motherfucker, you just too arrogant for your own good?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, no, I don't think you're too arrogant for your own good. But I do think your arrogance does cross the line every once in a while.
Okay.
I won't say all the time.
Okay, like, all right, give me, can you give me an example?
When you was in the mirror rubbing on your chest.
Come on, man, seriously.
I mean, like back in the day when we would go out, you know, you always had that train of thought, like, you know, I could pull any broad in here. You know what I mean? Which, I mean, you know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing wrong with that. But technically, you couldn't pull anybody in there. You know, that's a little too arrogant. This is my opinion.
I couldn't?
No.
No, I'm just bullshit. I don't think I thought I could pull every girl that was in there.
Yeah, you
I
did.
I just wanted to. I just didn't. I damn sure didn't think I was the ugliest motherfucker in there.
Right. But you did think I could walk out with anybody in the club.
I did walk out with a lot, though. You got to give me that.
Yeah, but you're missing the point. I'm answering your question.
I'm just saying, I did walk out with a lot, though.
Well, I mean, hey, I don't dispute that. I'm just saying you can't walk out. You had the train of thought where I could pull anybody in this motherfucker. Pick one, I bet you I could pull them.
Yeah, I was a motherfucker. Okay. All right, with that being said, liquor store.
Yeah.
Somebody like that. Somebody that he just described as me.
Mm-hmm.
Would you be attracted to him or would you be unattracted to him?
I have been attracted to a person like that. And over time, it faded. Like, the attraction wore off because, you know, they came off. It was just like, whatever, you know, they kind of came off with that you ain't going nowhere attitude. And so it wore off.
Okay. All right. Janine, what about you?
Uh-huh. So you're asking, would I be attracted to somebody like that?
Right.
No. Not off the bat. I mean, is that the way that person truly is? I think if I met that person at a club and he tried to pick me up, I probably would.
Okay. Now, can I ask you another question, dog? I mean, to know me, am I really that arrogant, though?
No, I don't think you're that arrogant. I think you believe you're that arrogant. You know what I mean?
What I'm saying is, a girl don't want... Why ain't gonna say that? But a girl usually, well, okay, I'm gonna say me. You can't be fat. You can't think you fatter than me. That's like,
and that's
I'm
just
the female, and you the man.
I don't think
you know what I'm saying.
But in order for me to step to you, I gotta feel like I got some type of confidence in myself, right?
Well, confidence is different than arrogance. That's what I'm saying. Those are two different things in my book.
Okay.
To me, you got to have confidence. Because, see, a lot
right.
of men don't talk to women because they lack the confidence in themselves. When really, if you would have approached a woman, you don't know what that woman's type is. You see what I'm saying? So I think... That's the type of man I like, is a man with a lot of confidence. Because a lot of men don't, you know, first of all, they were, well, I heard, they were afraid to approach me because they think I wouldn't talk to them. You see what I'm saying? Because they might have felt they were average looking or whatever. But how do you know that that wasn't my type? Or maybe I didn't want no fan, you know, Don Juan motherfucker or something like that, whatever, you know?
Okay. All right. Now, we all got profile pages on Sin City. All right. Am I arrogant or confident? If you looked at my pictures, what would you call me, arrogant or confident?
Arrogantly confident. Confidently arrogant.
You
say it was my fault. Yeah.
Okay.
You are confidently arrogant.
That's a good play on words. Arrogantly confident or confidently arrogant?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. What? Yeah, that was. I got to give it to her on that one. That one was good. Okay, what does that rank? What does that rank in your book, though?
What do you mean?
I mean, okay, you said I'm arrogantly confident or confidently arrogant. I don't know which one I am.
Okay, if you were to approach me and you just talk to me, you know, not hit on me, not make a pass at me, just talk to me, just strike up a fucking conversation about anything, I would appreciate that. I would be more attracted to that. Versus, you know what I'm saying, you, quote-unquote, hitting on me or trying to pick me up or trying to take me home, you know. And now, and if you came at me like, you know, shit, baby, is we fucking or what? And you're going to leave without me. Like, I'm not going to see you at all. I'm going to look past you.
Okay. Janine?
Well, I don't think I'm arrogant, so I just think you have a lot of confidence in yourself, as do I, so I don't think you're arrogant, I just think you're confident, and my thing is, we earned the confidence from the other people who gave it to us. It's not like we walk around, we so confident, we arrogant or whatever. People have told us how we are. You see what I'm saying? Which has given us the confidence that we have to say we confident.
Yeah, but hey, Selena.
Hey, Cass.
How you doing?
I'm cool. Ready to get off work. Shoot.
Okay.
What y'all talking about?
I guess arrogance versus confidence. Okay, you know what, Selena? You've been knowing me a very long time. Right?
Yeah.
All right. Yo, in your judgment, am I more arrogant or confident?
You arrogant as hell. It's like I'm just playing. You all right. I love you.
I love you, homie. I love you too.
No, you're not arrogant. You're not arrogant. I'm honestly, I don't think you are. I thought you were at first, but you're not.
Okay, well, let me ask you. I mean, we used to intertwine. I used to intertwine with your clique. Everybody always hung around each other.
Right.
Did people really look at me as like I was just this arrogant ass person?
No, not my people. No.
No, okay.
No, I don't think so. They want to bump up me with you, though.
Whatever.
A couple of them. I told them you was mean as hell.
I am not mean.
Shit. Oh, God.
I have no one. Me and Killer Mella Hawk is the nicest ones.
Shit. Killer Mella Hawk. Gotta catch him on a good day. He didn't cuss me out so bad a couple of times.
Yeah, well. Okay, so not with you. Not Selena. To not know you, I would think you was an arrogant motherfucker.
Wow, really?
Especially in the club. In the club, boy, you would sit there at that bar with that motherfucker drink. I don't need no motherfucker to buy me. I buy my own motherfucking drink. You got that? But to know you though, it's like you would get your shirt off your back to a person. So I think it's just a lot of times it's just people like Janine said earlier. If you scared to approach that person, and then you just conjured up this thing in your head about this person, you know.
Right.
I think that's how a lot of people get a lot of bad raps.
Wow, and I never got that from anybody. Wow.
I mean, no, you never been arrogant with me. Shit, hell, like, hell,
no, I'm
you
saying,
know me.
I didn't know. I never know. No, I'm saying I never, you know, have got that. You know, I didn't know I come. You know, like you said, if you didn't know me, I never got that.
Yeah, because it's like
I got
a person
saying I look evil. They say I look evil, which I'm not.
Yeah, now see, because I'm like I say, you know, y'all sit at the bar. You know what I'm saying? And I didn't see,
right.
I mean, maybe that motherfucker just wasn't, you know, he wasn't your type or whatever the case was. But, I mean, I've never seen you like, ugh, get the fuck away from me. Now, I've seen some of your homegirls do it. And it's like, oh, them little bougie bitches over there.
Some of my, I don't have no friends like that. That's not true.
No,
let's just say we're no longer friends.
You're right. Let's just say
Let me say this though. You know, some girls come off like that though, with that look in the bar, because you know how those guys is. You know, they buy you a bar. Shit, y'all basically married for the night. So I can understand how a girl would come off like, you know, no, I'm straight up at my own drink. You know, because I know that's how I am. I quit that shit.
Okay.
Now
well,
I don't want no drinks.
All right, well, let me ask now. Father Time, mm-hmm. you pretty much gave me your opinion of me. Now, ladies, to see Father Time in the club, would you think he's arrogant? Don't everybody speak at once.
Right.
No, he looked mean as hell, though. He looked mean.
I don't think a lot looks
arrogant. Yeah, I get that a lot. Everybody think I look fucking mean, man. I'm the
you
nicest
do.
Person on the planet.
Well, I know, and you know, that's what I'm saying. Like, everybody think my mom is mean, and she's the sweetest person, but she does have that look. I have that look, too, but is the sweetest person. You know,
all
right. That look, but she made for real.
Yeah,
I'm done.
I am. Keep a
frown
on her face.
All right. Liquor store, I ain't hear you say nothing. What do you think? You met Father Time. Would you think he was arrogant?
No, I would think me too. Sorry. I seen pictures.
Look,
I'd be scared
his
picture, shit.
Wow. Really?
I do. Really? Yes.
I mean, in all the pictures that I've seen, except for the ones with your wife, you got that mug.
Yeah.
Nigga, I'm a G, motherfucker.
Yeah.
That same pose, that same look, you know.
I can't help it. That's just, shit, I guess that's just how I look. But I am not a mean person.
I mean, I think everybody has, like, a natural mug, you know, because I'm not a mean person either. I have my moments. I think, all, you know, we all got our moments where, shit, we can be mean. But just to be like, oh, I've been told that 100 million times. And I'm like, why y'all look so mean? Why you so mean? I'm not mean. I'm direct. I'm forward, you know, like, I say what the hell I have to say. But I'm not mean. I mean, everybody has, like, that natural mug, though.
Yeah, because I was in a club this weekend, and I was told I look mean, and he told me I need a tune-up.
Oh, you fucking tune-up. I was one day, I was at a light, and you know how you be jamming to your music or whatever, sitting at the light, and I happened to look over, and the person in the next car was like, you look like you got to go hurt somebody. And I'm like, I was chilling, you know, like. I didn't have, like, nothing heavy on my mind or anything. I was just chilling. So, you know, everybody kind of just got that look sometimes when you, you know, you're just doing you and you're not really thinking about, you know, what's around you. You might have something on your mind or whatever, you know.
Talking to mind your business. Mind your business.
Yeah.
I'm about to tell y'all a true story. I'm about to tell y'all a true story. I went to a hotel party once, me and a couple of my guys. And I saw this girl that I thought she was cute. So I asked her for a number, right? You know, I talked to her for a little while, asked her for a number, I got a number and everything. And then when I called her, she asked me not to call her. You know, she said, I don't want you to call me anymore. I'm like, well, damn, why'd you give me your number? You know what she told me?
She was scared.
She said, because the way you look, I thought you would have whooped my ass. I was like, for real?
Wow.
True story. True story. No lie.
He
true
like,
story.
He probably been trying to get that number.
I was like, for real?
Yeah, she been to that girl, so I
right. I'm like, why you give me the wrong? You should have gave me the wrong number. Why you going to give me the right number?
Okay, dog. Now, you told me about me, and I took it. So I'm about to tell you about you, man. You come off a little rough, dog. I mean, I could see why she got scared.
Mm-hmm.
I can honestly see why. And now, come on, man. You remember your infamous line when we used to go out.
You got a phone, don't you?
Yeah, I remember.
Hey, that was your line.
Sometimes
you
it worked.
Sometimes it didn't. You didn't even ask the motherfucker their name. You just be, hey, you got a phone?
I remember
a couple of times where motherfucker said no, and you was like, shit, ain't it a payphone down the street from your house?
I only used that a couple of times, man. I stopped using that.
I know.
He said that was short-lived.
You got to think, man, with a line like that, that's over-aggressive.
I was at work yesterday, and a motherfucking, I was ringing him up. He was like, hey, let me get a pen and piece of paper. So I thought, you know what I'm saying, somebody outside or whatever, and then I was like, you know the phone number there? He was like, that's for you. You go out here and call me. That's me outside in that red charger. I was like, really? Really? Oh, you didn't even ask. You know, nothing.
Bro, maybe
it's the charger.
I mean, I guess
come on,
maybe
dog.
He thought the charger was going, I was going, ooh, man, I was going to salivate. Oh, you in a charger.
Now, come on, dog. I ain't never been that arrogant. But I feel like materialistic shit would get me over.
Well,
ain't
I'm
never
not
had
saying
it.
You. I'm saying he was being arrogant. You never went that far. I mean, he crossed the line three times with that one. I'd give him his number right back.
Oh.
You know what you should have did? You should have said, hold on, grab a piece of paper and wrote down his number on that paper and gave it to him.
You know
that's
what
you should have did.
Next time.
Call yourself, motherfucker, you arrogant prick. That's just too fucking arrogant.
Yeah, I had that red charger. I really wanted, it took everything I had for me not to laugh. Like, I wanted to crack the fuck up laughing.
I mean, shit, was it a 2013?
I don't know.
Was it a 13?
I didn't even pay attention. I didn't look. Why was I going to give him the satisfaction of actually looking? That would have, you know what I'm saying, made him feel like he was doing something. I'll give him a fuck.
I don't know. That motherfucker pushing a 13, shit, you might want to reconsider.
No, I don't.
I'm just saying, them motherfuckers ain't even out yet.
Like, you know what, man? I think we need to get back. Ladies, we all think we need to get back to the Chronicles.
Yes, I think that would be nice.
Okay.
Well,
I love hearing some more Chronicles.
My Chronicle got looked over like 4, 5, 6 months ago, so.
No, your Chronicle did not get looked over. You got to talk to Father Time about that.
Oh, no, yours was, it was bad quality, the way you recorded it. So he was supposed to tell you to call me so we could set up a time so I could have recorded it.
Okay.
That's what that was.
Okay, so when I call you, I'll be doing a live recording and not a, like you don't want
it'll
me
be
to
live.
To you?
I'd record it live. All you got to do is tell me what's a good time for you.
Okay, I'll be in touch.
Right.
Just inbox
there
me and tell me what's a good time for you, and we good to go. I record it. We can do it that same day.
Okay.
Well, I tell y'all what, we gonna go back. We got some new people on here that you know to listen. We gonna go back to the very first Chronicle, the very first one that started it all. We gonna play that one tonight. Is that cool? Can we play the very first one?
Sure.
Okay, and before cool. we do that, before you do that, y'all know why it's the very first Chronicle. Arrogant motherfucker, because it's his. I got just as many Chronicles on as he do, but he picked his.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, go ahead, play the goddamn Chronicle, arrogant bastard.
Do you really want to play your Chronicle? You
my
really want to play your
motherfucker?
You really want to play your very first one?
Hello?
God damn right. Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Hello? Who is this?
This is Sand City Radio.
Oh, right.
Oh, shit, I'm sorry. I thought I clicked out. This is Selena. Hey, I'm sorry. I had to get out the phone at work. I'm sorry, y'all. But talk to y'all later.
Bye-bye.
No
problem.
Bye.
She got on the phone like, who is this? Who the hell is
that? You know, if it was, I was getting ready to say it. I was like, damn, this ain't even my shit.
All right, y'all. We're going to go back to the very first one, the one that started it all. And from that, like, we finna make some new ones, but we're going to go back to the very first one. All right, y'all. Sit back, enjoy, relax, kick back.
I'm just sitting here reminiscing on my past sexual encounters. One sticks out. This one, this is the one I believe took me from a boy to a man. It involves an older lady who was the secretary of the job I worked at. To say I had a crush on her, that was an understatement. It was a 10-year age difference. So I thought my chances to get with her were pretty slim, if I had any at all. Then I noticed the smiles that would appear every time I walked in the office, the way that she would cling to every word I said while looking at me as she was waiting on me to ask something personal. I told a coworker. He told me I was reading too much into it. But, of course, my arrogance wouldn't let me believe that. So one Friday, I went in the office and just stared. She looked away blushing, so I continued to stare with a devilish grin so she could make sure that she could notice my dimples. She went to the copier and began to stare back with the same devilish grin. She began to walk towards me and said very seductively,
"You know, staring is not going to get us anywhere."
Then I looked at her. "Well, what are you doing this weekend?" She began to giggle and say,
"Why?"
I looked for a second, thinking to myself, "It's not never." So I said nonchalantly, "Maybe we could do something." Now she really started to laugh as she walks to her desk. So she responds,
Like what?
So I looked at her and gently bit my bottom lip and said, you tell me. Suddenly the laughter stopped.
You serious?
So I take a pen off her desk. As I'm looking for something to write on, she hands me a piece of paper. I write down my number and I hand it to her. All right? Don't take it if you ain't going to use it. She took the number. So I walked away with my swag at all-time high. Well, Saturday evening came around. I got my phone call. She asked me, could I come over to her sister's apartment? So I asked, what time? She giggled and said,
what's wrong with now?
I calmly asked for the address. While mentally, I was jumping around as if I hit the lottery. I got to the apartment, and I remember giving myself this pep talk and feeling nervous and excited at the same time. I rung the buzzer, and then I heard her voice.
Yes.
My hormones raced. I said, it's Cass, with my best Barry White voice. I walked in. As I went up the stairs, I could see the door crack. I could hear a faint sound of jealousy playing in the background. I slowly pushed the door open, and I seen one of the most elegant apartments ever, far from the places I constantly frequent. I looked at the coffee table, noticing an assortment of different cheeses. And I looked back to see my day standing there, semi-wet, with a lingerie that was clinging to her body, over two wine glasses, and a bottle of white Zinfandel. She walked towards and gave me a soft, wet, yet swift kiss, looked at me and said,
damn, I've been waiting a year to do that.
I said, oh, really? We began to walk to the couch. Me looking at her in such a seductive manner, we instantly began kissing passionately. She gently pushed me towards the couch. I laid down. She began to straddle me. Then I noticed that she was kind of sweating. I asked what's wrong. She smiled and said,
after that kiss, now I'm nervous.
Needless to say, you already don't. My confidence is at an all-time high. So I take her hand and softly kissed it. I said, let me ease your mind. So I directed her hand slowly down my chest until it got to my waist. And then I gave her a soft kiss. She began to unfasten my belt, unloosen my pants, and slowly caress my throbbing manhood. She began to laugh and said,
shit, now I'm really nervous.
So I lay her down. I began to kiss her ever so gently. As I began to remove her lingerie, I began to kiss her inner thigh, thinking to myself, I have to impress. So I flattened my tongue out as if I was licking an ice cream cone, and softly began to lick her pussy. She begins to quiver, so I began to tongue kiss her clitoris. As she begins to moan, licking my tongue up, I began to lick frantically as I start an overflow of her coming and her yelling my name. I stood up and said, where's the bedroom? And then a panting voice, she said,
right there.
So I began to completely undress. Then I walked towards the bedroom. I looked back at her and said, come. She raised her head up again and said,
I think I'm still doing that.
I walked in the room, laid across the bed. She walked in with two glasses of wine. I sat up and said, thank you. One gulp, she finished drinking her wine.
Now I need to show you what I can do.
Now she's licking me up and down as if she was licking the melted ice cream cone. As she got to the tip, she looked up at me, slowly deep-throated my dick until I couldn't see it anymore. Let me tell you, which is not an easy task to do. Then she paused. I guess she could tell that I was totally amazed. She raised up slow and began to swerve her tongue around the head of my dick. With one swift motion, my dick disappeared again. For the next 10 to 15 minutes, I was clutching the sheet. Finally, I pulled her up by her head and told her to lay on her back. I began to kiss on her neck as I positioned myself between her legs. I raised up, put one leg on my shoulder. As I looked at her face, I could tell she was anticipating it with bated breath. So I slowly inserted the head. Her eyes got big. My ego went through the roof. I began to take long, deep strokes, each one harder than the last, and tossed up a warm, wet sensation, hit my stomach, and in a crying type of moan, she yells out,
Cass, don't stop.
So I'm pounding that pussy with such force, the bed is moving back and forth. Suddenly, with one motion, I flip her over on her stomach, pull her up by her hips, and began to get her long, hard strokes from the back. I looked up and seen us in the mirror. I must say, I was mesmerized with what I was looking at. So I began to pull her hair. She let out a scream.
Yes, fuck me, daddy, fuck me.
So now, swift and hard is the pace, with me periodically looking in the mirror to see her facial expressions. Now, I'm starting to feel myself reach my climax, and I guess she could feel it too, because she said to me,
babe, tell me when you're about to come.
I couldn't even answer it because the speed I was going. But when I finally got to that point, I pulled out ready to release. She spun around and swallowed my dick whole. All I could do was let out a loud moan. As I felt the suction from her mouth, she slowly released me from her grasp, looked at me and said,
damn, boy, you good.
She got up. Man, I collapsed in the bed thinking, oh my gosh, she swallowed it. She entered the room with a tray with cheese, crackers, and wine. She laid across the bed and began to feed me. She said there was nothing like she expected. I quickly had the response, me neither. We both agreed it would be for the best that we both kept this our little secret. However, after that, I did notice the ladies in the office start to look at me a little different, as if I was a little bit more mature. Yeah, so that right there, that's number one of Cass Chronicles. Thank y'all. Look, we can't wait to hear from y'all next week. Peace.
All right now. Where we at, people?
Hello?
Man, everybody gotta be quiet.
You sure?
But, you say what?
The silence wasn't a bad thing. Well, not my silence anyway.
Okay. I'll say, man, you know, we gotta get back to the essence of those chronicles.
I agree.
I concur.
For the people out there listening, y'all like chronicles, let a brother know. Let's say Father Time got some, I got some. All you got to do is go to SinCityRadio.net. I can listen to them anytime you want to.
Yep. There's a whole tab. We got the top cross top. Just hit Chronicle. Every single Chronicle we ever done is on there.
We got some new ones coming. We're going to get back in the lab. We like Snoop and Dre. We're going to get back in the lab. We're going to make some hits.
For shizzle, my noodle.
All right, you know what? Something we ain't did in a while, man. We ain't, you know, let's see, how can I put this? You know, Janine used to give us a story all the time. You know, she didn't kind of slip on her game, too.
Uh-huh.
She used to give us a story every week. So... Nigga, stuff.
Well, I mean, you know, been doing it for 3 years. You know, that's a lot of fucking stories.
You think she ain't got it? Liquor stuff.
Yes. I'm here.
You got an interesting story for us? Anything happened? Anything happened good this past week? Weekend? Anything?
No, not that I can recall right now at the moment.
Oh, okay.
But if I am so fortunate, I'll have a story for you soon.
You say what now?
Said if I'm so fortunate, I'll have a story for you soon.
No, okay. All right, Janine, what you got for me? It's been a while. I ain't asked you that in a while.
What do you mean? What type of story?
Well, now here we go. Now she gonna act brand new. Like she ain't been on the show for the past 3 years.
I mean, I'm such a good girl. I don't know.
Okay, never mind. Never mind. The damn show finna, now the motherfucker. This motherfucker finna blow up now.
I am always good.
nothing.
Well, I tell you what, man. Let's I know we just played a chronicle. Let's just run to a little song. Give everybody time to come back with a story. Y'all got to think of some good shit.
Mm-hmm.
I got an old school for y'all on here. Hey, who remember this song right here?
Man, I used to love that song, boy.
Yeah, that was the shit right there. Keith Sweat on one side, I'll Be Sure on the other. Shit, you couldn't go wrong. You couldn't get none then. You just ass out.
That was a bad. I can't never catch nobody singing no more, man. I used to catch people singing all the time.
Yeah, they done got him to you now.
The mute button. I was just about to say, we got the mute button now. Because I was
saying. Y'all can hear it when it say mute?
Yeah.
Yep.
Mute on my phone.
You can actually hear him say mute and unmute?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's bullshit. I got to call them up, man. Now I can't catch no motherfucker. Everybody knowing they on the show now. That's bullshit. You usually couldn't hear that shit.
Yeah, we can hear it.
Oh, shit. I even tried to get the people that was just listening, man. I guess they heard it, too, then. Mm-hmm.
I
get somebody singing. Bullshit. I mean, they can get you all the time. I'm going to have to give these motherfuckers a call, man. I don't want nobody knowing they on mute. Fucking up my surprise.
Okay. I want to tell y'all something. I'm just going to say my little story, and I don't want to hear nobody's mouth. Okay? So, me and my friend, we were fucking, right? We always fucking win. It's around my cycle time, whatever, because it don't matter with us. Is y'all listening?
You told us not to say nothing.
Okay. So, we fucking, I see you want to go now, right? I gave him the warning, you know, like a woman should. I warned you, you know, I warned you that I think my stuff might be coming on, or it might be on, whatever. Because my stuff be so light.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
My stuff be so light that you can't really tell if it's on or not. So, look at how nasty he is. Oh, I just love it. We fucking, he looks at me, he just stops in the middle of heaven, and he just looks at me and was like, fuck it. And he just went down and started eating my pussy. That shit turned me on so bad, I was like, let me taste it.
Wow.
Isn't that so nasty?
I'm gonna let Thomas speak on that.
I can't, man. I can't.
That shit just hurt me. Oh, woo! Oh my goodness.
Oh.
Told y'all y'all
wasn't
ready for that.
You know what? On a similar note, now it wasn't oral, but I remember the first time I had sex on my time,
mm-hmm.
And I promise, like, that was the best orgasm I ever had in my life. It was like,
mm-hmm.
I felt like pure silk when it was over. I was like, oh shit, I'm on 10.
I guess I'm old school. I can wait. I ain't got to have it that bad. I can wait till that shit's over. It's just a couple days.
Tell him to live a little.
It's not that bad as you would think. It really isn't.
It's not the
that
end
bad.
Of the world.
And it's not like really a crime scene. Like, hey, Sam, beat me. You know what I'm saying? It's people to tell
them. Man, I'm not going to be swallowing no blood.
I know, I'm not.
I ain't no, this is not true blood, and I ain't no vampire.
I'm just talking about sex. I ain't talking about oral. Like, nah, I wouldn't let you go down there. Nah, I don't do this. But sex, sure.
Man, fuck that. I can't do it. I got lines. I just won't cross. And that's one off. I mean, if you bleed, I'm not licking nothing. I am not thirsty.
He ain't that thirsty. But anyway, all right. Now, okay, now I guess, Janine, the better question, you said, did you say you was or you thought you was? Or I didn't hear that part clearly.
I don't know if I was or not.
I mean, you got up the next day, like, shit, would you bleed the next day?
It was like a light pinkish.
So,
A better question for you. Did he have a red mustache?
No. What the hell? Why would he have a red mustache? I don't even bleed like that on my heaviest days. I don't bleed like that.
And he knew. He knew it was close at that time, right?
You heard
him? I told him right before he was getting ready to go down. I seen him get ready to do it. I said, I think my cycle on or it's getting ready to come on or something. And he said, fuck it.
That nigga love you. What you think, Tama?
Man, I'm not doing that shit. Especially if you told me it might be, you know, I'm not 100% sure, but, you know, it could start while you're down to shit.
Okay, Tama, I got a question for you. I got a question for you now, dog. All right. Y'all started, and it got hot and heavy. You done brought a period down. Do you stop?
No, I ain't going to stop.
Oh, my God.
But I ain't going to lick it, though, but I ain't going to stop. I mean, shit, we already started. Now, fuck it.
Now some motherfuckers be like, hey, man, fuck this. She started a period. I'll stop.
Well, if the lights is all off, you ain't got to worry about it. You know, she's like, damn, she just extra wet tonight.
All right, now the lights come back on. You go to the you go into the bathroom. And you just it's like, God damn, look like you. It's been a massacre.
I would ask her if she knew. I would say, did you know you was coming on? I mean, I can't get mad. You can't get mad about it now. It's too late.
Mm-hmm.
But I would ask her if she knew it was, if it was close to that time. But now you knew. You know, could have warned me.
What did she tell you? Yeah, I just wanted some dick.
I mean, ain't nothing I could do.
I mean, would you be upset though?
Somebody buying some new sheets. Can't use those no more.
I can see you acting complete. Yeah. I can see you acting a complete and utter fool. This is some bullshit.
The first time it ever happened to me, I did overreact.
I
was cussing up a storm. I was hot. I was snapping.
I can see you walking, pacing. Fuck, man.
Man, hey.
Like he was getting ready to be afflicted or something. Shit, I got it. I done caught it.
Yeah, like he got the package, so.
man.
That's the shit, man.
Oh, she's stabbing.
Oh, my goodness. It's a plague.
Well, it's all on my stomach. I'm like, what the fuck? Didn't you know?
Oh, yeah, she got me good.
Yeah. Well,
she got me good.
I know he thought before it was over. Oh, I just told this pussy up. I got her just tripping.
Yeah, that's what I thought, dog. That's exactly what I thought. I thought I was putting in some work.
You cutting your hands off.
Hey, he didn't touch his face. This bitch is covered all over the place. Like he didn't witness some. It looks like he didn't witness the Boston battle.
I was pissed though, boy. I was mad in the motherfucker. I thought I was putting some serious ass work, man. That shit was just oozing. I'm like, whoa.
That's
like, this motherfucker.
That motherfucker
followed everybody.
That motherfucker doing them slow, long hugs. I'm going to do it from this way now. Let me do it like this. Let me do it like that. Ooh, look at what this shit did get.
No, look, it squirt, and then it squirted all in his face.
Right, it just squirted all in his face. He didn't wipe his glass off. Oh, shit.
I politely told her to get the fuck out, though.
You say when you got done, he came out of that shit. You remember on Nutty for Cousin when the first time when he turned into Buddy Love, he woke up. Ah! I can see the dick. It's red.
Hell no, that nigga say I'm bloody telling get the fuck out.
You can please leave now.
I don't even see out these damn glasses.
She called, he don't answer the phone and shit.
He walked in that bathroom, got that light on, sitting on the little red dots across his glasses. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Let's see if that get the fuck out. Get the fuck out now.
Oh, get out.
Hey,
ooh, man, you about to see your ass right now.
Okay.
That nigga like Smokey. Don't ever come around here.
And
if he come around
here,
I won't talk.
That motherfucker sat at the edge of that bed for about 15, 20 minutes. I can't believe this shit.
Goodness.
Yeah, I put her ass out. No problem. You got to go.
Oh, that's so funny.
Oh, yeah, you didn't?
Hell no, I ain't done with her.
Well, I mean, maybe she
don't call me.
No,
I ain't gonna call you. Fuck that, they know.
I'm pretty sure everybody don't. I'm pretty sure they know the time frame, but I'm pretty sure. It's hard for y'all just to pinpoint the exact date, ain't it?
Right. And I mean, it's not always the third week of the month exactly on
right.
The 16th at 4:45.
Yeah.
You know what, you can't pinpoint
exactly.
It. Because we'd have been caught off, you know what I'm saying? Like, shit, I knew it was coming. And then, you know what I'm saying? You're like, fuck.
And
damn, you couldn't give me until tonight. Bitch, you couldn't give me until tonight.
And sometimes it changed up on us, too, depending, like, we might have took some medicine or something, and it changed up on us.
I don't
okay.
know. Every woman is different. Like, I noticed every February, after, you know, because February is a short month, so after February, it changes every year.
Mm-hmm.
Every year.
So I used to come on at the end of the month. Now it comes on at the beginning of the month.
You're right.
You know, it just, sometimes it just changes like that. So we don't never know. It's never exact.
Everything affects that. Everything.
Yeah, everything.
shit you going we through.
Get stressed out, yep. And make it not come on for a couple of days. Great.
Yep.
That's all.
Yeah, or a couple days.
Well, in my book,
never know.
Yeah.
In my book, if it's the third week, goddamn it, that third Sunday, you must be on your period. Third week of the month, Sunday to Sunday, goddamn it. And don't surprise me.
So what if it don't come on, and then it's another week go by?
You might be pregnant.
He done went and got the EPT test. He done made a
right.
That nigga like, I set you up a point.
Right. It's on the stick, goddammit.
He like, you called my doctor? You called my doctor, nigga? You called my... Yeah, you got to go Friday at 3:15.
Yeah. Yeah, right. I'll make an appointment in a minute. Yeah, Doc, she need to come see you, man. She might be pregnant, so we need to test. Yeah, I think she need to call us. No, I'm calling you, mother. Schedule.
Yeah, take this EPT on the way. Shit, we don't know if when we get there, we do it again. Shit, gotta be sure.
Man, you pull over. Pull
right.
Over. Piss my head.
Right. Don't know, girl. You ain't too good. Shit. Just pee on the stick. That's
right.
Where we go.
Right, you should just need a little bit anyway.
Girl, I got you a big gulp and everything.
Damn right, drink this icy.
You sure is hard on them, boy. You should have been a pimp in your previous life.
Nah, man, I wouldn't have made no good pimp, man.
Nah, you wouldn't. You wouldn't.
I wouldn't have made my good pimp at all.
You get mad at me.
Stealing from me like a motherfucker.
Nah, you know, pimps be fucking they prostitutes. You got mad, right? Well, I mean, you fucked him how many times? Daddy, I done bought you $5,000. You ain't have to fuck him that many times, though. Nah, this just ain't gonna work.
No, I'm too kind-hearted, man.
Right, you a pimp? You would be a pimp with a conscience. That just don't work.
Oh. My hoes don't even respect me, so I couldn't be no pimp.
Man, I could see you. That man.
You're supposed to fall in love with me, nigga. I'm your hoe.
Right, they have to tell him, I'm the hoe. I'm the hoe.
Nigga, you ain't supposed to fall in love. What's wrong? You know what? I quit.
Right. This is what I do. They be telling them, this is what I do. I fuck. This is how we get our money, Dad. You ain't have to fuck all of them, though. What?
Shit, we can retire off of this shit. That's what I'm trying to tell you. We can retire.
And that motherfucker, boy, he couldn't be no pimp.
No, that shit ain't. It's not in my DNA, man.
Nah, it's
not. I mean, that's some things you know you just not cut out to do. That's I'm not cut out to be no type of pimp. No type of pimp. I tell you, they be slapping me around.
Right, I would say you couldn't even smack them. Let's just talk about this.
Let's okay.
How much money did you bring in? $27? You didn't suck this dick to get about $27, man. Well, if that's all you got.
Yeah, they my
okay,
cup tea.
But don't forget to flip it now. What if I was out here, man, and I was fucking bitches, I brought home $27. Let's flip it.
You know, right.
You gotta flip it.
That'd be his word. Let's just flip it.
Let's just flip it real quick.
Flip the script. You feel me?
Oh, boy.
Hey, what's up, Sunshine? What and why?
Well, let me ask you a question. Did you like it? Did you like it when you was fucking? Did you like it? You didn't like that shit, did you?
Yeah, that'd be him.
If you liked it, I got a problem with that.
Mm. All right.
Okay.
So we gotta
a little confused.
I got it. All right, man. We gotta get up out of here. Janine, with your little nasty, freaky ass. You got any last word?
Yes. I had a good time. And I always enjoy myself. And excuse me, but he likes it nasty and freaky. Thank you very much.
Hey. You like it, I love it.
Mm-hmm. I love it, too.
I know you
did. And it tasted good just for you, just so y'all know.
Goddamn shame. Look, so you got your last word.
Yeah, you know I enjoy myself. I always enjoy the show. And I'll be back next week. Holla at y'all. I'll be in touch
about
my chronicle, too. I'm ready to get that popping.
Okay.
All right.
Let me know
when
you're
ready.
Okay.
All right. Big Dog, you got any last words?
Man, thank everybody for calling. Hey, Sunshine, I need you to push one. Because, you know, you're like my Lex Luthor. I ain't got into a good argument with nobody in a while. So you don't push one no more, man. But thank everybody for calling. Thank everybody for listening to us on the internet. And I need to argue. Oh,
man.
So.
I got to give a shout out to my boy, Player Player. So y'all motherfuckers ain't posting no pictures. He get tired of this shit. Player said, this is bullshit. He told me to tell y'all, this is bullshit. Hey, like, ain't nobody posting no pictures. He said he loved the poetry, but goddamn it, he wanted to see some flesh.
Oh, yeah, man. Happy birthday to my brother. His birthday.
Oh, yeah. Happy birthday, Rich. All right, y'all, on that note, we'll get up with y'all next week. Same bat time, same bat channel. Tell a friend. Peace. CNCRadio.net. Peace. We out.